Hello, world. This is Maceo, and you're listening to Everything EHC podcast number one. We're very excited to kick off this summer of 2017 by doing number one right here in the Kiva. It's about 9:50 at night on Thursday, June 8th, day one of family camp. Before we get started, as we're going to start every podcast, every EHC podcast with this, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, Maceo.net. Thank you for listening and please enjoy the show. So here we go with number one. Right out of the gates, we're going to do introductions. And to get in good habits, we're going to have our people introduce themselves. Who do we got?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tony Fletcher. I'm the director of Enchanted Hills Camp.
Thank you, Tony, for joining us on show number one. Basically, this podcast is to give the proper information regarding Enchanted Hills Camp. And then the second half of the show, we're going to do a little bit about what Everything EHC is about. And then Tony's going to give us something really, really good for the end, a nice climax for the end of the show to keep you listening all the way to the end. First, I'd like to say my name is Maceo Williams. I have been a part of Enchanted Hills Camp since 2014. This is my second year of doing the enrichment area leading. I would like to say that I like to mix things up. I don't want to do the same thing every time, which is how Everything EHC podcast came about. I wanted to offer something where people could have a voice about camp, because a lot of awesome things happen up here, wouldn't you say, Tony?
I agree.
Okay, so here we are. That's who I am. I won't have to introduce myself again anymore. I plan on having lots of guests. Tony, we are going to do, first of all, what does EHC stand for?
Enchanted Hills Camp.
Where are we?
We are at 3410 Mount Vita Road in beautiful Napa, California.
And we are podcasting right now in the main room of the Kiva on top of the pianos. Before the next big session, I will have the podcast room cleaned out and ready to go. We're definitely going to do some more podcasting this weekend with some folks. I'm pretty excited about it. 15 fastest EHC facts ever. Rapid fire questions brought to you by the Archery Range. Woo-hoo! Here at EHC. We got a brand new rec leader this year, someone who is familiar with camp. We love Tino Benelli. He will be out there doing the archery for us this year. 15 rapid fire questions for Tony Fletcher. One, when was EHC established?
1950.
Two, who founded and why EHC?
Dr. Rose Resnick founded the camp in 1950, really based on her own experiences as a child going to camp and connecting with nature, and she thought camp is a wonderful place for blind children to learn independent skills.
Perfect. How big is EHC?
When it was founded in 1950, it was 340 acres. Currently, we're at 311.
Who manages EHC?
Our current site managers are the husband and wife team of Donnie and Janet Lay.
Number five is, how is EHC funded?
We have multiple funding sources, rental, donations, foundation, grant support, and fee structure.
Just real quick, where can they go to find out about donations?
I definitely go to www.lighthouse-sf.org. Go into donation page or Enchanted Hills Camp. We'll point you the right direction.
Perfect. Thank you. How many sessions a summer?
This summer we have four different family camps, two different youth sessions, two different adult sessions. We have a STEM camp. We have deaf blind camp. We have music academy. And we also have horse camp, as well as the National Blind Woodworkers Association camp.
Nice. You got them all in there. Nice. I like that. Eight, what happens to EHC in the off season?
The off season, we have a lot of rental groups, nonprofits, churches, schools, some for profits. We'd have a lot of volunteer groups who help us out, but also the Lighthouse for the Blind uses it for training. We have Changing Visions, Changing Lives program, which happens about once every 2 months, and that's 1 week kind of blindness skills 101.
Perfect. And if you were paying attention, You would notice that I skipped a question, mostly because I myself am also visually impaired. Mm-hmm. How many campers a summer, Tony? Approximately how many campers?
Usually it's around 500 different campers.
Cool. Now we're on to 9. What Native American tribe used to inhabit this property?
The Wapo, W-A-P-P-O. Wapo, they believe, is kind of derived from the word guapo, which is Spanish for handsome.
There you go. That makes sense. This is a handsome camp. 10. What is EHC's elevation?
We feel that, depending on where you're standing, on average, it's about 1,300 feet.
It is kind of built on a hill, isn't it?
It is definitely on the enchanted rolling hills.
Number 11, what is the latitude and the longitude?
Ooh, you're really testing me here. 38.3829 north or something like that, and 122.4254 west.
I'd say that was a pretty good something guess. Like nice. Thank you, Google. Number 12, how name all of the past camp directors in order?
I can't really do it. I can walk it back a little bit. Okay. I can say before me was Teresa Duncan and Scott Duncan. And then before them, we had Jean-Paul. We had Jim Carrion. Actually, I forgot Paul Reed is in there. Kathy Abrahamson ran it for a bit. O.J. May ran it for a long time, for 10 years. The Richies were up here. The longest tenured camp director prior to me was actually Nina Brandt for 12 years.
Yeah, a lot of the adult campers actually talk about Nina Brandt. They remember how she used to run things around here. How long have you been doing this, did you say?
I started directing the camp in 1998.
Okay, so yeah, 19 years is where we're at. Okay, so approximately how many different activities are provided in a EHC session?
Well, we have 7 program areas. Aquatics, which also incorporates boating, fishing, and the swimming programs. We have arts and crafts. We have nature, which is hiking, and also cooking is involved with the nature program. Horses. We have enrichment, which is not only what we're doing right now with podcasting, but also broadcast radio. We have yoga, music, drama, anything that you can imagine can take place in the enrichment program. And then we have our recreation program, which includes archery, riflery, beatball, goalball. And we also have woodworking with George Wurzel.
Outside bowling. A lot
of
people like that.
Bowling. Outside bowling. How could I forget about bowling?
Tell me about the Lighthouse for the Blind. How are they incorporated in this? Is number 14.
Lighthouse for the Blind is the parent organization for Enchanted Hills Camp. Lighthouse for the Blind has been around since 1902. It's headquartered in San Francisco. And when the camp was founded in 1950, it was its own entity. And at that time, there was the San Francisco Association for the Blind. About 7 years into it, they started negotiating about partnering and merging, and by 1958, the two organizations merged, and that's when we became the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Perfect. So we're down to the final question here, more of a personal question. What is your favorite part about being the Enchanted Hills Camp Director?
Always, and it's been this way since the start, it's always been the people. Campers, absolutely. Staff, next. And then just the greater community. But Enchanted Hills Camp is about the people.
Excellent, excellent. So here we are. We did the rapid fire questions with Tony. Thank you very much for answering all of those questions regarding, you know, the things about EHC. Now we're going to talk specifically about everything EHC. I wrote up a little manifesto I just want to read here so people can know what we're trying to accomplish here. This free podcast is recorded at EHC by EHC for EHC, giving all folks associated with the EHC an opportunity to share. All subject matter should be conducive to radio type broadcasting, upbeat, appropriate, unoffensive, creative, upbuilding, and most of all, fun and funny. It will generally have between 2 and 6, possibly even 8 folks per show. I will always be the host, but I'm flexible on how much I will participate, and shows should be between 2 and 20 minutes long. In this fast-paced world, we don't want to make anybody listen to anything too long for sure. Series and scenes or parts can be broken up into multiple shows, and below are 50 ideas for campers. The whole idea is for us to, not only for me to have my own ideas for podcasts and express myself and get other people to express themselves, but for them to come to me with podcast ideas. If you were going to do a podcast, Tony, what would you do?
I would probably interview you, Maceo.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I was wondering if somebody was going to do that. I have things like fun Tony stories, activity discussion. How about camp trivia? Subject matter. How about some games like Jeopardy? I got some trivia. Crazy question interviews, fun or odd hobbies, arts, music, books, one of my favorite, Star Wars, sci-fi, poetry, fashion, video games, fiction, radio shows. You can do voice acting. We could have live performances. We could talk about sports. How about goalball? Do you know what goalball is? What's goalball, Tony?
I played a lot of goalball. Goalball is a sport 3-on-3. The team's under sleep shade. Ball is about the size of a basketball, heavier, has bells inside, and the object of the game is to roll the ball past your opponents. It is the only Paralympic sport that was designed and created for blind athletes. Everything else is adapted, like judo or swimming or cycling or something, but goalball was designed for blind athletes, very competitive, and they play every Wednesday night in Berkeley, California, if you're a local.
That's very, very cool. I've seen it. You should YouTube it. These guys throw the ball pretty hard for blind folks.
40 miles an hour.
Yeah. One of the most communicative games I've ever seen as well. People have to be very vocal about what's happening. It's very cool to hear them shouting to each other.
It's a team sport.
All right, so those are all my podcast ideas from the list that I would like to, just share with you guys. You guys can come up with your own. This is for everybody. It's for the public to listen to see what we're doing and how awesome it is up here. It's for campers to listen to and to preserve the idea, preserve the memory, to preserve the awesome things that happen up here, which is why it's everything EHC. We want to get everybody involved. And my idea came from this because all the conversations that I have with folks, and I'm always surprised by what they have to say or how they have adapted to their blindness or their visual impairment, or they have a degree, a master's degree. I mean, these are all things that you don't know about these folks until you actually sit down and listen to them and talk about it. And that's what this podcast is all about. I appreciate your support, Tony, in doing this and being part of the first one.
Proud that you're doing it. It's a fantastic idea.
Thank you. And so as promised, we're at the end here of number one. I'd like to thank Tony. I'd like to thank EHC and all of the business is done now. We're going to get down to having some fun. The next podcast will definitely going to feature some staff members, some campers, some newbies, some oldbies. We'll get it all figured out. But until then, Tony has one more awesome thing to share with you about EHC, and then we're going to close it down for podcast one. Thank you for listening, everybody. Tony, what do you got?
Well, you want me to just share a little bit of surprise information, something that's true that people wouldn't know. Well, there's tons of things, and I'd have to do a whole show about that, but let's leave you with this one. The first time this job was offered to me, I turned it down.
That is definitely going to be some conversation later. Hey, listen, you can listen for free at maceo.net, everything EHC, maceo.net. Thank you for listening. Thanks to my guest, Tony, and we're looking forward to a great summer here in 2017 at Enchanted Hills
Thank
Camp.
Thank you, Maceo.
Thank you for being here, Tony. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great night. EHC is the place to be.